Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah rejected Egyptian accusations of leading rebellion against Egyptian authorities after Egypt's state prosecutor released a statement containing several allegations against the movement. The statement accused Nasrallah of giving instructions to members of the party to launch attacks in Egypt, stating that it was investigating 49 people detained over allegations of belonging to a cell assigned with this task.
All the accusations are lies and the fabrication aimed at inciting the people of Egypt against Hezbollah and distorting the image of Hezbollah. I deny all these accusations.
During a televised speech, Nasrallah declared that a Lebanese citizen detained by Egyptian authorities, Sami Shahab, is a member of Hezbollah, but that his only job was to send logistic aid to Gaza through the Palestinian-Egyptian border. He also stressed that the aim of Hezbollah was to free occupied land and that its enemy was Israel, not Arab and Islamic countries.
Al-Qaeda has its own program, but we do not seek enmity with any Arab country or any state in the world except Israel, because we believe it is an illegitimate state that threatens the region, and we are against the policies of the U.S. administrations.
While Egypt has been a longtime ally of the United States, many analysts believe the politics of the region now, and with a possible change in the policies of the U.S., Egypt feels isolated.
Now, Egypt feels isolation, feels it very deeply by both Arabs and international players. Number one, as you know, Britain opened up to talks with Hezbollah. The Americans are very much ready and look for opening up to Iran, and there are a lot of under-the-table initiatives to do so.
The war of words between Hezbollah and the Egyptian leadership was at its peak during the Israeli 22-day war on Gaza last December. Back then, Hezbollah Secretary General condemned the Egyptian government for not opening the Rafah border crossing and called on Egypt generals to tell their leaders that they do not accept the killings in Gaza. Behind me is the Egyptian embassy in Beirut, where daily protests took place during the Israeli war on Gaza, while Hezbollah also took a very harsh stance against Egypt, calling on it to open the Rafah border crossings. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.